Let's move on to the pneumonia shot, pneumovax. When and how often should an immunocompromised patient get that vaccine?
Let's start off with the general recommendations. That is, every adult 65 and above should get the polysaccharide pneumovax vaccine. For adults between the ages of 2 and 64 who are immunocompromised or who have host-deficient abnormalities such as chronic renal failure, diabetes, liver failure, all of those should also get the pneumovax vaccine. Now, revaccination is probably the most difficult concept to understand. Let's first start off with the older adults. If you were under 65 when you got the first dose, and now you're over 65, and more than 5 years have passed, you get a single revaccination after 5 years. If you're 65 and above when you got your first dose, there are no revaccination recommendations. So you have this little bit strange recommendation. If you're 64, when you turn 69, you get a single revaccination. If you were 65, when you turn 70, you don't. If you're under 65, you get a single dose. If you're highly immunocompromised, a splenic, HIV, if you're over 10, you get a single revaccination dose after 5 years. If you're between 2 and 10, you get a single revaccination dose after 3 years. There are no CDC or FDA recommendations for more than a single revaccination dose, although in reading the literature, there are review articles that treat it similar to tetanus, saying give a revaccination every 5 or 10 years, but there's no evidence to support that, and it's not a recommendation.
Wow, that's a complicated strategy for the pneumovax. Let me see if I understand it. Everybody should get at least one pneumovax injection.
At age 65.
At age 65. What about an immunocompromised person at the age of 40?
Everyone who's immunocompromised between the age of 2 and 65 should get initially a dose of pneumovax, followed 5 years later by a revaccination.
So that's probably the simplest message. If you're immunosuppressed on immunosuppressive medicines, you should get one dose, and 5 years later, you should remember to get that second revaccination dose, unless you're magically hit the age of 65, in which case you don't need the revaccination. Did I get that one right?
You did.
Okay, good. What about household members? Should they get the pneumovax?
The answer in general is no, unless they themselves meet one of the criteria for getting it. However, the conjugate pneumococcal vaccine is recommended for all children, and this should be given to children because not only does it prevent disease in very young children, but it decreases the risk of colonization in the children and has actually been shown to decrease the risk of older people who are in the vicinity of those people because we acquire our pneumonia, our pneumococci, from the children, and actually it actually decreases resistance as well.
So let me use the example again. As a 49-year-old patient who is immunosuppressed and they have a 10-year-old child living in the house, what would you suggest they should do with a 10-year-old child?
The answer, there is no indication in that case to give the 10-year-old child a polysaccharide vaccine. The conjugate vaccine is used only for very young children under the age of 2.
So it's only the 2-year-old that would need it, not the 10-year-old.
That's correct.
Okay, good.